Christmas is a busy season for Rob and his wife, Joyce. They usually have hundreds of people walking around their front yard each November and December, and they'll often be baking about 2,000 to 3,000 cookies each weekend. It's an inspiring story that brings plenty of people to rural Iowa each season. And the story's next on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Since 1995, Rob Scheitler has put up quite a display of lights and more in his front yard for Christmas. For several years, people would simply drive by Rob's farm in the country to see the lights, but he always wanted people to experience the displays up close.
Probably 8 years ago, the idea of putting in walking paths came to be.
So people park on the opposite side of the gravel road and literally walk past through Rob's yard. Yes, this is the home where he lives, and if Rob is not outside greeting guests, he's usually inside with his wife working on another major project.
What if we turned our garage into a bake shop? And so we did, and it was a hit. For the last 3 years, every Friday and Saturday night, our garage turns into the Scheitler Bake Shop.
Rob and his wife bake about 2,000 to 3,000 cookies each holiday weekend. They've never charged admission to see the lighted displays.
We always had people come to our front door and want to give us money, and we refused. And it got to the point people kept coming and kept coming. And so my wife, Joyce, said, if they're going to come to the door and want to hand us money, then we're going to do this as a charity.
In 2012, they began raising money for the Christian Needs Center in Lamar's. In 10 years' time, they raised over $130,000. Today, money is raised for the Lamar's Community Fire Department and Wet Nose, a local pet rescue organization. Each year, there are literally hundreds of people walking through Rob's front yard from around Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. And one has to wonder if there's ever a time when Rob perhaps wants a silent night, so to speak, and quietly enjoy Christmas for an evening.
If that was my way, we'd do this year-round. But, you know, it comes to a time where it's time to take it all down and put it away for another year.
And many do come each year down a gravel road about 5 miles outside of town to see a magical light display that Rob and his family share with people each year. Traveling the countryside near Lamar's, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.